You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And we welcome you back. The new week has arrived, the final week of February. It is the shortest month, in case you're wondering why this month was almost over. Great to be here. The college football season ended about a month and a week ago, but it seems like it started all over again. Yes, you are right. There were college football games over the weekend, and we are going to talk about one in particular. Headline in the New York Times, of all places: college football is back already. Really? Scoreboard, in case you have not seen the ESPN final. We had the P coach on the other day. They went down to Tennessee Tech in Cookeville. Charlton beats New Mexico State. That should seems like an upset. Maybe it's not. North Dakota State continues to roll on, one of the best teams in the last decade. And Jackson State beat Edward Waters. Yes, that is the Edward Waters that put up a goose egg. But that was really the big story of the weekend. It wasn't that Edward Waters, which sounds like an insurance company as opposed to a school, didn't score a point. It was Deion Sanders' debut, overshadowed by a drama-filled day.
I'm up right now because I have mixed emotions. We won. Kids played really well. But while the game was going on, somebody came in and stole every darn thing I had in my locker room, in the coach's office.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Credit cards, wallet, watches. Thank God I had all my necklaces. How? So how do you think it feel coming back after just teary-eyed because the guys presented me with the game ball, one of the best moments I've ever had in my professional sports career emotionally. And then you go into your locker room, your coach's office, to digress, and you notice and you don't even have a phone to call your mama, to call your girl, to call your kids, because it's been stolen.
Never make the game about something other than the young kids who just got through playing, Deion. Anyway, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, already the center of attention, as if you had any doubt. Ross Dellinger began the 20 season with us with the first game of the year coming out of Hattiesburg on that Thursday night, and he's with us again to talk about his coverage of this game. Ross, thank you for the call, for the time, and I don't really know where to begin, considering you would have wanted to celebrate what we saw on the field, but you were there. What happened?
Yeah, it's a little inexplicable. It really is. I covered Jackson State in the SWAC for 2 years at the Clarion Ledger about 10 years ago in 2010, 2011, and I came away with some pretty unbelievable stories. This one is at the top. Made a return to the SWAC, and it did not disappoint. There always seems to be drama and intrigue and just stuff, Paul, that you don't get to cover anywhere else on the high school level, on the college level, NFL. It's just different. And like I said, this one did not disappoint, and it's hard to put into words what that press conference was like. Deion threw open the door to the news conference and said, "You're about to see the best press conference in history," or something to that effect, and sat down and spent about a full minute or two talking about his belongings being stolen. And then, of course, we had the back and forth with the school and what exactly happened, and still to this day, I'm not exactly sure what happened.
Did he get anything back?
I think he got everything back, is from what I understand. So the belongings were recovered. After Dion's press conference, the school announced probably an hour later that Dion, all the things were found, that they were recovered, and that they had been misplaced. That it wasn't necessarily a burglary situation. However, Dion came back and said it was, that he did have stuff at least temporarily stolen or missing. But it does seem to be now that he has everything back.
Ross, not that anyone really thought this would be a normal relationship between school and coach, but what do you think his outburst, which seems ridiculous on surface, something you could handle once you maybe get some of the information, how do you think that's going to affect this relationship moving forward?
Well, it's a little bit indicative of, and I think you nailed it, most coaches would have never brought that up during a news conference, certainly not have led off with it and spent about 2 or 3 minutes of an 8-minute news conference talking about it after your first win as a college head coach, right? I mean, head coaches would not have done that. But it is indicative of a bigger thing going on, I think, with Jackson State and Deion Sanders. I mean, you've got a celebrity, a Hall of Famer who's taken over somewhat of a downtrodden football program. They're at the basement of Division I. Their resources are, not what they are, even with teams in their own league, even with the SWAC, some of the teams. And their facilities are in disrepair a little bit. And Dion has been very outspoken about all those things. He has been very outspoken about the bad. About things that he's found in Jackson or Jackson State. And he's publicly shared that those feelings with his millions of social media followers. So what do you think school officials think about that? You can imagine it has opened some eyes and ruffled some feathers. And the marriage is, again, as Sunday showed, Paul, the marriage, if anything, will be entertaining and full of drama.
Ross, not that anyone really thought he was there long term, but you were there over the weekend. Describe what it was like before we get to what's next.
Well, it was certainly all about Dion, everything in the stadium. Of course, this game happened under another kind of extraordinary circumstance. The ice storm that swept through the south, Jackson was just thawing out, really. In fact, literally, the stadium was thawing out. There was water pouring into the kind of lobby area, the concourse of the stadium from above as it was melting. It was the first day Sunday that it had been over 60 degrees there. So you had all that going on. You had Troy Aikman showing up, surprising Dion on the field in this white stretch limo. It was a spectacle, but it was a spectacle, and it was obviously all about Dion. You know, he wore a different color shirt than all of his other coaches, bright red to match his team's uniforms, which was a new uniforms I don't think that Jackson State's ever worn, bright, like red, this blazing red. And it was just all about Dion. You know, the announcers, welcome Coach Prime. The chaplain even began the day with a prayer and said, may the Lord bless Coach Prime. It was all about Dion. It was quite an experience, Paul.
Ross, I don't know if you can really test the mettle of a rookie head coach against Edward Waters. First of all, what is Edward Waters?
Yes, it's an NAIA, very small NAIA program that won one game last year, located in Jacksonville, Florida. So it, the first pass of the game from Edward Waters fell about 15 yards from the closest person, not just the receiver, but the closest player in general. And then later that series, they threw a pass right in the Jackson State player's hands, who dropped it. It was indicative of, what kind of team they were. There are probably a lot of high school teams that could line up and play pretty well with that team. So I don't think we learned very much about Jackson State's team at all.
Did we, forgetting the game you covered, did we learn very much about this first weekend, maybe the second weekend of spring college football here in the final throes of winter time?
Yeah, well, we certainly learned that the weather in February doesn't always cooperate, even in the deep south. Jackson's usually not a place that gets very cold. About once, I lived about 5 years in Jackson, and about once a winter, you get like ice and maybe a little snow or sleet. And obviously, it's an anomaly what happened this week. But you're playing in February, and then these are the elements. So that was the big thing. You know, I was walking around the concourse. I mentioned the water pouring in from the melting ice, but there were sheets of ice on ramps that had been broken up, but they were there. And actually, not paying attention, I stepped right on a slab of ice, and I'm gonna tell you, it was close to Ross hitting the hard concrete in ice. So it's, you have these elements in this is in Jackson, Mississippi. So you can imagine some FCS games up in Minnesota or Montana or Indiana or whatever. We're going to have some weather issues as we march through this FCS spring season.
Can't wait. Ross, thank you for the rather entertaining Coach Prime game report. We will talk soon, and always good to have you on.
All right, Paul, thanks.
You got it. Can you imagine? I mean, that's... No one should be surprised, but it is somewhat, I don't know, maybe I'm old school, but shouldn't the football game be about the players, not the egomaniac who is the head coach? We'll take a break. Plenty of time for you to react to that, 855-242-7285. Long way to go. Many more guests on this Monday afternoon. Hope you stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And it's Black History Month as we continue here. And tonight, a very important SEC story, Once Upon a Comeback. And we'll talk to the person featured in this, Dana Torres, a little bit later on in the program. So this is what we are doing. We already had our first guest, of course, Ross, Alan Taylor. In about an hour, he covers the Gators. Bill Conley, the numbers man for ESPN. And Dara Torres at 6:30, 12-time Olympian, one of the most amazing stories, and, of course, a Florida grad. Let's get to the calls at 855-242-7285. That is 855-242-7285. Let's begin with Richard, who is in Mississippi. Richard, thank you very much, and good afternoon.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. I just wanted to give you my little 2 cents worth about, I just heard the last part of Ross's interview. I didn't quite get on in time to hear the first part, but I am from... actually pretty close to where Jackson State is. Now, you and I are about the same age, and I live a little north of Jackson now, just right outside of Jackson, actually. And, you know, the deal with Prime had to be – first of all, I didn't even know there was a football game going on until I caught it on the news. And then I had to Google the college that they played to see what that was all about. But, it was quite clear to everybody around there that when they hired Coach Prime, that that program just needed a face, somebody that would recognize JSU. You know, I kept up with JSU for a long time. You know, had a lot of great athletes, but now where that university is located and with all the administration problems they've had for the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years, I just can't see that program ever doing anything. I didn't hear the rant that that Deion Sanders, that you guys mentioned Deion Sanders did, but I'm anxious to hear that. But I just want to tell you that that program is that whole thing is got to be just a sham, I think, to have Coach Prime in there.
Well, you know, listen, I think it was a great idea to hire him. We talked to Deion a couple of days after he got the job, and it was a fantastic conversation. And I think he is great for the program. And I know it's about him, but when you come into a press conference and you're the coach of the team, you've just won your first game, make it about them. Don't air your grievances in front of everyone. You have reporters from around the country who showed up. Celebrate the game and find out what's maybe. I mean, he didn't know. I mean, it turned out he didn't know what he was talking about. Somebody misplaced his clothes and phone in the locker. They recovered it within the hour. He basically accused a bunch of people of stealing it because he was Deion Sanders, and that's what bothered me. Without being there, without knowing anything more than what Ross Dellinger just got through telling us. And I mean, he doesn't need the ego that badly where he has to rob those players of their moment in the sun to make false allegations. All you have to do is, you know, get your security people and say, find out what's going on here. Can you imagine any other coach in college football at any level who that would have been the very first thing that he said? I mean, I would have been upset too if everything had been taken, but that's what security people are in charge of, not to asking that, you know, telling the media that you just got ripped off in your own stadium. Anyway, let's get back to the calls at 855. You want to give us a call? This is a good time to do it. 855-242-7285. And Ben is up next in Alabama. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, in regards to the Deion stuff, just one quick thing. He had to do that. If he didn't, he wouldn't be prime time, would he? You know, it's pretty consistent with his personality throughout his, you know, sports career, both while he was playing and afterwards. But the real reason I called, I want to play buy or sell Alabama basketball edition with you. Just three quick things and hear your thoughts on it. So the first, Alabama will build a dedicated basketball arena in the next 10 years. You buying or selling that they're going to make that investment in the program?
I'm probably not. I'm not buying on that one. No.
All right. The second one is this will be Nate Oates' best season as Alabama head coach.
I would probably buy that one. Yeah.
All right. And then last is Alabama will win the SEC tournament more than any other team over the next 7 years. I take it you're probably going to sell that.
Yeah.
One
no. I mean, I don't want anybody to misinterpret it, but you know, there will be a Kentucky back in contention here very soon. And it will not be – I'm not saying it's easy, but Nate Oates happened to find the right year to have everything go his way.
Yeah, sure did. All right. Well, thanks, Paul. Have a good one.
Thank you. I wish they would get a new facility, but I'm not positive of that. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's check in with Charles, who is in Georgia. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing great.
First time caller. I listen to your show all the time when I'm out here on the road driving. I'm a truck driver.
Thank you.
Big Georgia fan, but I'm not calling to talk about Georgia. I'm calling to talk about this Prime thing y'all talking about.
Right.
I think everybody needs to just at least get a guy a chance. Everybody calling in to talking is just bashing him. This is the thing. We know what kind of person he is. We know what kind of lifestyle he done had. But as a coach, whether the program is down in the dumps or where the program is located, that's irrelevant. At least give this guy an opportunity. Everybody know he didn't play nobody this weekend. But
hey, Charles, I don't want to come off as a Deion hater. I like the guy, and we had a fantastic interview here when he was on. It was really one of my favorite interviews of the year, but I just don't understand, and I want you to explain to me you know, why he couldn't have kept that part. Why was it important to the media after his first win to talk about the fact that his locker got ripped off?
Well, I don't think that was important either.
Well, that's the only thing we're talking about here. We're not talking about anything else.
They could have been left in-house, but as far as the guy that came on and said the program is in the dump.
Well, no, I agree with you on that. That was uncalled for. That was a guy that did not know what he was talking about. If he doesn't know that Deion's even the coach or they have a game, then he has no right to go ahead and slam the program, because he's basing that on what used to be. Deion is there now. It's a new program. But I know I'm sounding picayune here, but for the players, you know, you got a celebrity coach, you know, at least let the coach talk about the game.
100% agree.
That's all I'm saying. Everybody's upset. I mean, nobody here thinks this is a bad idea for Jackson State. And maybe some would argue, well, would we even be talking about this if Deion hadn't done what he did? I mean, Deion's probably a much smarter marketing guy than I am. I mean, he's worth zillions of dollars. But I feel badly for the players. John is up next. Hey, John, go right ahead. You are on the air.
Yes. I don't want to say that the information on Deion was, I don't think, was inaccurate. I think it assisted the one that called the perpetrator, but she didn't want to stand up at that moment.
Well.
So somebody did steal the stuff. It was exactly.
Now, John, do you know that? Do you know any of this firsthand?
Somewhat from some family members that there.
Oh, okay. So can you loosely tell us what happened without violating any confidences here?
Just based on he say, she say that, I guess an assistant's the one that caught the perpetrator and felt unsafe because the person was the only one in the room with him and just waited to after to get somebody to help handle the situation from what I was told.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for me. He said, she said is how I do my, journalism for all my life. So I'm going to rely heavily on that. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll move on. Not that important. Okay. Ross Dellinger has been our first guest. We have many, many more. Your phone calls are next at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This is from Notre Dame. Jack Swarbrick, the VP and AD, saying that Notre Dame will, while they welcome the EA Sports return, they will not, however, participate. We'll talk to Swarbrick later in the week. Let us get to your phone calls at 855-242-7285. And checking in with Robert is up next in Mississippi. Hey, Robert.
Yes. How are you?
I am doing great, Robert. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling to just basically comment on our Coach Prime.
Sure.
And I heard one guy call in and say something a few minutes ago about the situation there around Jackson State and everything, blah, blah, blah. We know what he meant.
Sure we
do. You know, talking about ghetto areas and everything. But believe me, I'm an alumnus of Jackson State. I've seen many, many, many great football players come out of Jackson State and Grambling. And so mark my word, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And the people in Jackson, Mississippi, and the alumni and the students are going to back him regardless. And had he had lost this game yesterday, there would have been all the talk. But he won the game. And now everyone's trying to do an overtone on it about the things were taken. But they're not saying that everything was recovered, you know. And we don't know what went on. Until somebody find out, until they present it to everyone else, why make it a big issue? The fact is that he won his first game, and he has a dynamic defensive team already. And his son's not even playing yet. You know, so I think a lot of people don't want to see him succeed. But mark my word, when you talk about Jackson State, it's going to happen because we have tradition just like the big boys in the country, and we've had it a long time before they did. also Grambling. So keep your eyes on it. Five. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Tex is up next in Washington. Hello, Tex.
Paul.
Hi there.
You know, I have a lot of respect for what that gentleman just said. And I don't know a lot about that, but I was thinking about how hiring Coach Prime is a little bit of a picture of our culture. If you want that energy, and if you want the name, and if you want the recruiting, often you're going to get some of this other, including starting the press conference off all wrong. I still have respect for what the previous caller said, but I just think that right now it's not only that we live in interesting times, but we live in a time that values some of that other stuff maybe a little too much.
Tex, I understand the reaction on both sides. I mean, I would certainly, like you, side with the man we just heard from. I think it is a really good school, and I think Prime is bringing much-needed attention. You know, but the other side is, you know, to slam Jackson State is wrong. And, you know, yep. I know one of our callers did that. I've already had to say what I had to say. And I just think the game should have been about the players, not about the coach.
Yep. Hey, I really enjoyed the interview with the coach from Austin Peay.
Right.
And your comment at the very end triggered me to do a lot of research, and I love that. It means that it was worth getting up in the morning because I'm learning something new. And I thought about that cheer.
with Fly Williams?
you know, the only way you can reword that is Mr. Williams is available to receive a pass and probably score. Go pee. I mean,
I would say, Tex, in the history of college sports, that would rank in the top five of any chant.
Well, I remember when chants were first introduced to me as a potential source of fun. I was from the Gulf Coast of Texas, and I was dating a gal in San Antonio, and she attended a Catholic school. I was raised in a very Baptist town, and all of a sudden these cheerleaders are going, rah, rah, ree, kick them in the knee, rah, rah, ras, kick them in the other knee. And I couldn't even believe my ears. But the cheers can be a lot of fun.
Hey, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to hear from you. And let's check with Don, who is – oh, hold on. I got the wrong name here. Matt. Matt is up next in the city that's in the spotlight now, Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Paul. Man, there's a growing belief that a bunch of this is not even true. His truck got broken into a couple months ago. And he went all ballistic, went public, and offered a reward. And somehow, the jukebox or the boombox that got stolen got returned. And he doubled down yesterday on Twitter after the stuff was even recovered.
Oh, did he?
He continued, and it wasn't necessarily that he went on the press conference. It was the millions and millions of people that he reaches through Twitter. I mean, look. First of all, I have a problem with him calling him Coach Prime when he hasn't really done anything. I appreciate what he's trying to do for this HBC school that desperately needs a boost. But, you know, chalk it up. Maybe he's just going about it the wrong way because he's new at coaching. But also, let's keep in mind, he still works with Barstool Sports. He has camera crews following him around. And let's be honest. You know, Jackson State football in the spring is kind of like a tree in the woods. If you don't hear it, did it really happen? And I'm thinking, and there's a growing belief that he's trying to create a lot of this drama because he has a huge entourage that follows him. And it just seems like a bunch of almost WWE type.
Yeah,
stuff.
You know, Matt, I'm glad you mentioned that. And I was on a show today and they asked me, do I think he makes more from Barstool than Jackson State, and the fact that I had to pause, I wasn't sure. I think the laugh is on us, not on Prime, because he knew the media would yawn at a 53-0 win over a school that nobody would be taking seriously. Now, why he chose this route, but that's who he is. He's always been like this, and I've known him a long time. I'm not going to say there's nothing more to say about this, but you know, I will give him credit for one thing. We are 41 minutes into a program, and he has been topic A through Z.
And he won. There you go.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, Dion is smarter than I am, because we had the show planned talking about a number of other things. So good for him. You win, Dion. Whatever the truth is the truth. We will take a break. More to come. We do have other topics, I can assure you. And we will get to them when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And tonight, Beyond the Whiteboard, an SEC coaches conversation. That will be at 8:30 Eastern right here on the SEC Network.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we welcome you back. And Don is up next in Mississippi. Don, thank you and good afternoon.
Well, thank you yourself. I thoroughly enjoy your show, and it's always fun and interesting to get your take on things. And I know you've been saying the A to Z has been all about JSU, but let's go to the letter M. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the Mississippi State and the Ole Miss basketball teams. What direction do you think they're going in? And do you think either one has a chance of the big dance?
Don, I watched the end of that game the other night, and I was pretty shocked because I was fully expecting Ole Miss to continue with its winning ways. And I thought that was a devastating loss. They were on the bubble, and I think losing to Mississippi State has certainly knocked them off. We still have a couple weeks to go, two more weeks of the season, and then the tournament. But that loss really knock them down, and they need to make up for it somehow and very quickly.
And with Mississippi State having good wins against Missouri and Florida, do they, unless they win the SEC tournament, do you think they stand a chance?
No, I just don't think they have enough going. I mean, I'm trying to remember their record in the SEC right now, but Yeah, I think they have certainly lost significant ground right now. I will say this: a run in late February and in the March will help, because this is not a great field. I mean, there are a lot of teams falling by the wayside over the weekend. We saw Indiana, we saw Seton Hall.
Right.
Let's see, a couple other schools have St. John's. Those are not schools that we normally follow, but these are all schools that have been on the NCAA bubble. And when a lot of teams start losing, it makes getting in the tournament easier. But State would have to get on an amazing run. I mean, Ole Miss is still in position. I think State would have to go on a ferocious run.
I would have to agree with that. Well, let's hope maybe possibly one of them get in and make a little bit of a run.
But I tell you one thing, Don, if Ole Miss does not get in, Saturday night will be part of the reason, because that was a really tough loss. I will say this about Ole Miss, though. They may not end up in the NCAA basketball tournament, but they are number one in baseball today. And that is a significant development. We had a guy asking me the other day, what did I think about the Rebels in baseball? And they are always a scrappy team, but this team seems even better than usual. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And Don is up next. Hey, Don, welcome. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Paul? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
First-time caller. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about football just a minute for the 21 season for Auburn. How the new head coach is going, you think he's going to do. And I know Auburn's got a tough schedule this coming year, but I just need your insight of what, how many wins you think Auburn will do.
Well, I think he's, I will say one thing, Don, National Signing Day was not a great day because of what had happened before, but he's done fairly well since getting the commitment. He's gotten two commitments in recent days from the young man from Tennessee, and he picked up another one today. So I think he has done a good job. I really like Brian Harsin's staff, especially Derek Mason and Bobo. He's really put some good recruiters on there, some people that are very familiar with the SEC. In terms of wins and losses, I think it's going to be difficult to have a significant season. Penn State, to me, third week of the year at Happy Valley looks like a loss. At LSU, hard to see that. I see three losses in the first half of the season. And then how does he negotiate the back end, with Texas A&M and Alabama and, can he survive a couple of other places? I think seven or eight wins would be the absolute high range of what I would see at the moment.
Do you think the quarterback situation will be wide open, or do you think Bo Nix will be the starter?
That is a great question, and I think he has to open it just to be fair to everyone. I would still think Bo Nix has a tremendous advantage, though.
Yes. I thank you for taking my call, and I really enjoy your show, and have a good day. Thank you very much.
Don, you take care of yourself. Appreciate it. Rob is up next in Michigan. Hey, Rob, what's going on with you?
The question I had is, Paul doesn't say much about Michigan because he doesn't like Jim Harbaugh, but I wonder how he's feeling about Michigan's basketball team.
You still there? You still there, Rob? Bob?
I am, yeah.
Hey, by the way, I was walking around yesterday, and two of my neighbors happened to be Michigan grads, and they both couldn't wait to brag about the Michigan basketball team. I will tell you, that was pretty impressive yesterday, the Michigan-Ohio State basketball game won by Michigan. Yeah, I don't know if we're using a UN interpreter or he's listening to it on a seven-second delay. But anyway, I think we got the point of that conversation. Let's check in with Cooper, who is in Missouri. Hey, Cooper.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I'm just wondering, do you think with the hiring of Eli Drinkwitz, the Mizzou football team is going in the right direction?
100%. I was on a podcast earlier today, and they asked me about the, do I see coaches emerging? This was in Ohio. Do I see coaches emerging nationally that could begin to really make a difference in college football? And Eli Drinkwitz was the first name I brought up. I am a huge fan of his. I thought last year was a great start, and I believe that the program is in great shape. He hired Coach Wilkes, an absolute wonderful defensive coordinator a couple of months ago, the former DC at Carolina who helped the Panthers get to the Super Bowl and then was the head coach at Arizona. So, yeah, I think he's done a great job. We are heading to a break. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. A long way to go. We started off talking about Coach Prime. We are now moving on. We hope you'll give us a ring.